This is Wade Brathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. The poor paid the price for another hurricane. Keisha Monk made the front page of the New York Times. I doubt if this was on her top 10 list of life's hopes and dreams. She lives, or at least lived until recently, in the Trent Courts Public Housing Project in New Bern, North Carolina, which turned out to be in the path of wind, rain, and flooding when the river rose in the wake of Hurricane Florence. Her unit and others not far from the river's bank were flooded, ruining virtually everything and likely making her unit uninhabitable. The rivers in North Carolina are still rising. I got a call from a local 100 person in Houston who has been sent alerts by FEMA to get ready to be deployed as a contractor to do home inspections as soon as the water receded and anyone could drive in and assess the damage. Keisha Monk will not be on this list. She's not a homeowner. She's simply a lower income public housing resident who is happy to have finally found a home in Trent Courts. She might get a check from FEMA, eventually, after a mountain of paperwork. She won't get anything but temporary housing, though, if she's lucky. An article mentioning Monk was on the front page of the Times, but what really caught my eye was not Keisha or Florence, but the word Katrina, which still has a visceral trigger for me even after 13 years. There were some sentences from reporter Richard Fawcett that capsulized the horror of the aftermath of Katrina, Sandy, Harvey, Ike, Irma, and many others that have brought stigma to their human counterparts for life and scarred millions for the rest of their lives as well. He wrote, Keisha Monk also realized that she was now a player in the kind of redevelopment drama that tends to swamp storm-battered places like this, a story of race, class, gentrification, and safety fears, and questions without easy answers about who gets to live on often alluring, sometimes treacherous, waterside real estate. She's also reminded, after Hurricane Katrina, that the poor are always vulnerable to the vagaries of the real estate market and the perceived value of their residences in good times and the ravages of Mother Nature when disaster hits. The future of Trent Courts, like so many center city building public housing projects in cities both large and small, was already precarious. There was a plan to relocate people and build something new, maybe there, maybe nearby, with market rate housing and 80 units still available for poor. Many, like Monk, would likely not be on the list for those 80 units. And they are years away as life continues to grind down hard on low and moderate income families. The problem is global, not local, as we heard in Asuncion about the relocation of thousands of families there from areas where they'd lived for generations because of flood risk. Organizations and individuals talk about a right to the city, but as we know from Katrina, this is another right that requires a constant fight and is often lost. We all know this is not a story that will end well, at least not for Keisha Monk, her family, and other residents of Trent Courts. Living on the wrong side of the tracks was about yesterday, but on the bad side of the floodplain is the new and constant misfortune for the poor. As one of Monk's neighbors said, it will just be a case of another area where riverfront property is opened up for rich people to walk their dogs. This is Wade Brathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.
This program is produced by the Arkansas Broadcasting Foundation, KABF-FM in Little Rock, Arkansas, and is distributed through Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM, serving the needs and interests of low and moderate income Americans.